Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I want to hear from y'all. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call in, as always, I encourage you to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You email me. I will read your questions, comments, and concerns. As a matter of fact, we have a couple, and we will get to those in the second segment. In the meantime, I ask you to also engage with me in social networking, even if it's in the stalker capacity. Y'all know who I'm talking about. All you folks that add me and never say hi. Always constantly hurting my feelings with your stalking. Go to the Smooth Drama Facebook page and request to join, and I will add you. Or you can just request my friendship on Facebook, Twitter. Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama. You want to be my friend, I'll be your friend. We won't be friends like Ben and Michael Jackson, though. That was kind of creepy. But I'm going way back. Most folks don't know what the hell I'm talking about when I say that. Anyway, first, shout out to the nerds in the building. This goes out to you. Wonder Woman fans, they're angry. Why are they angry? Not because the trailer looks good. The trailer looks fantastic. It actually looks like DC might make a movie that fans will think of as good. It's like one of those things. It's like it looks better and better. I'm like, oh my goodness, they're actually going to do it. They're going to make a movie that we can watch and just walk out like, that was a good movie. Anyway. What are the nerds mad about? I must warn you, though, for people who don't understand nerd culture, nerds are some of the bitchiest, most complaining-ass people that you've never met and have tried to avoid all your life. Little things bother nerds to the highest degree. Being a nerd and someone who can nitpick with the best of them, I understand it. You regular mere mortals may not understand. What's the big deal about Wonder Woman? Well, she had pale armpits. And that just took a lot of folks on the internet over the edge. Like, she's Amazonian. How would she know about shaving her armpits? That's not right. They're hairless. They had to be digitally blurred. See what I'm saying? Most of y'all are not staring at Wonder Woman's armpits. I know I was not until they said it. Then I went back and looked like, yeah, she has pale armpits. Like, okay. Not going to talk about this long. Matter of fact, I'm done talking about it. But as you can see, when I talk about petty things, nerds. This is actually what we talk about. Scary as that sounds. It can be very entertaining talk from time to time if you're into that thing. But I'm not going to bore y'all. I'm going to talk about something that some of the ladies are more interested in. And I'm probably a tad bit more interested in this. Target is now offering nude lingerie. Now, you ask, And I ask, what the hell is nude lingerie? And apparently nude lingerie, for the fellas who don't know, is lingerie in skin tones. They're in expanded shades, including cocoa, caramel, honey beige, and mochaccino. Yeah. So you can get a cocoa bra. And apparently it's matching your skin. Now, I would dare say that, okay, nude lingerie, why don't you just be nude? I mean, for me, I'm not big on underwear. I'm just putting it out there. Underwear is overrated to me. Ladies, if you never want to wear underwear, you will never get any complaints from Mr. F the N-word. Never. Ever, 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 never, ever. Never, ever, 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 never. I'm just saying. You wear it, cool. If you don't wear it, cool. If it's matching, cool. If it's not matching, cool. But if you don't wear it, cool. New lingerie, you coordinate it so it matches your skin. Why? I mean, is it really that important? And I know some ladies, y'all coordinate that stuff. And I'm not hating on you. I know, ladies, you coordinate like, hey, my outfit got to match, and I got on the matching bra and panties, and it is all good. And if it's like flesh colored, you're like feeling like color coordinated. You're feeling in touch with your whatever it is you're feeling in touch with. Your chi is magnified at that particular point. Most dudes, like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's sexy. Not that it's not sexy, because it's sexy. But it's like, yeah, it's sexy. You've got skin-colored underwear. Woo! Feel that enthusiasm? Yeah, me too. What I can't not do is talk about the things that crazy people do while I'm on my tangent here. I would say I'm like ADD when I talk about tangents. I can go on a tangent for like 45 seconds to a minute, and then bam, you know, I haven't been on it too long. Case in point, there's a hair salon in Dresden, Germany, and they offer a python neck massage. It's called the HAAR Mode Team Salon in Dresden. And Monty is the name of the python, and they put it around your neck. And it gently pulsates in a manner that is supposedly soothing to those who wrap it around their neck. Now, never mind that pythons are constrictors, and that's kind of how they choke out their prey. This one is trained to not kill you. Apparently, it just likes pulsating and squeezing around your neck. So if you're into that sort of thing, I know it's what killed David Carradine. Well, yeah, not going to go into David Carradine thing, but choking, getting choked out, and I know in some circles, people enjoy being choked out sexually. Like, choke me harder. So if you're into that sort of thing and you want that neck massage, you can go to Dresden. Or if you have a massage parlor or a hair salon, why don't you request that they get a python to pulsate around your neck? I'm sorry. Whew. Yes. Pulsating snakes around my neck. That's what I want. Anyway, it's that time. First segment. Dumbass of the week. All right. Dumbass of the week is Australian backpacker Lee DePaul. Spelled P-A-A-U-W. So I don't know if it's like Paul or Pau, whatever. He is the dumbass of the week. This dude, he wrestled with a crocodile after he jumped into a river to impress a woman. Yeah, he wanted to show off for the ladies, so he jumped into a river full of crocodiles. Had to punch a couple of them and get out. Yeah. He escaped, but he had some extensive injuries to his arm. And he was bleeding and bone was hanging out. And it was pretty messed up. But he impressed a girl. Now, my neck of the woods, that's pretty stupid, dumb, which is why he's dumbass of the week. You picking on danger. You're picking on danger to impress a girl. Well, I hope you got some, because if you didn't get any, then, dude, what are you doing, right? I mean, ain't that one of the things? If you gonna do something like that, you kind of have to really, really impress the girl. Dumbass. But speaking of dumbasses, and this is not necessarily for dumbasses, but a tip to the fellas out there. Once again, I'm gonna say this every week until I can go a week without seeing one of these stories. A married high school science teacher is facing felony charges after being accused of having sexual relations with a student. Sarah Folks, 27 years old, had sexual excursions with a 17-year-old boy. She takes her mugshot, I mean, and she is smiling like it's a headshot. Now, I bring this up to say to the fellas, once again, and this is so sincere, instead of going to sex doll brothels, instead of buying virtual reality gear and downloading blowjob software, hang around your kid's school. I'm gonna say this because you, as a male, female, it's stomping ground to get some. We keep seeing the teenage boys with the female teachers. Daddy, where you at? That's your job. You got to get in there and take one for the team. Keep your son from being corrupted. Not that it's not corruption, but it kind of is. If you see that, and you should be paying attention. If your son seems like he has a special relationship with his teacher, it's time for you to step in and show her why she should choose you over your son. I know it's cock blocking, but I'm saying it's not cock blocking. The schools are breeding grounds for the hookup. I'm just saying, help the kids. This is for the kids, actually. You hook up with a teacher or the staff that way, and I'm talking to high school parents. Please feel free to dive in at your school. Be very involved. PTA, go to your son's, all the female teachers, gauge them, feel them out. See if there's potential. If there's potential for your son to get caught up, that's when it's time for you to go in. This segment just went wrong. But it's true. I'm just saying. It's kind of true. Maybe. On that note, I'm going on break. Woo. This is Little Brother, the love joint. Because I'm talking about love, spreading love, or helping love spread. Anyway, Little Brother, Love Joint Revisited.
Here in 2002, we present the fabulous Love Joint Remix. Here we have two MCs, both of which invisible form and a producer in stereo action. So we are coming through first with Fontaine.
Yo, yo.
And yo, I love waking up with a screen surgeon. After a night of playing dream merchant. Right away, this is a matter of extreme urgent. I love rap because it seems earnest. Love this joint because we reworked it. Love cell phones with free service. So I can call the brother E-House. And you and see downloading all my freestyles. On desktop, hard drive, MP3 files. Beaming at the top of her lungs. She loving me
hey,
now.
Yo, Johnny, say the best love talent. The song for you and yours make it my fist pump valid. Late nights is a habit. Drinking Paul A, make it matic. JC Flick got a habit. I love Macho Man Randy Savage. Screaming Elizabeth, come and take a ride on my Slim Jim. I love Derby Hat to Butter Tim.
Like I love Pac and the Brother Rim. Cause this ain't a fable like the Brother's Rim. Love my nigga Milk Rank, Kirk Dubbing them. Peppin' and Steve, we keep it bubbling. Punishing.
I hate the players. I love your doers and naysayers. Yo,
yo,
bro, y'all
yo, we ain't trying to be really fuck up in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe. We spread love all across the globe.
From the north to the south, from the east to the west.
Yes, yes, steady keeping in line with no threat.
Spread love, y'all. All across the globe. We spread love all across the globe, y'all.
And now what we wanna do is get down with you. Whether you drug free or smoke the corner pound or two. At the bar ordering another round or two. We know you like the way it sound to you. The way it sound to who?
It's Big Boo from the 11th state. I love Philly's and cheese steaks. I love it's when the beat breaks. I love school when the heat breaks. Fire hydrants making street late. I love 22 and feels great. Mike Tyson in his outtake. Stepping out with the fly date.
So fans get ready for the outbreak. Cause we gon' do a whistle without cake. Even if I vomit till my mouth fake. For all the people that I'm wrong with. Playing for big things. On some Angus Vaughn shit. And if you want this, get right. That's why I love whack niggas. Thanks for making my shit sound so tight.
Because we gotta get down tonight.
With no beats, no clones, no fighters or sounds alike. It ain't a white drizzle frown tonight.
I put my love in this. I swear to never put down the mic.
This one is for the ladies and gents. This party in the pain and the rest. But life just gets too intense.
Cause it ain't all about trying to ball.
Get your hands up now. Cause yo, you still got love for y'all.
Hey yo, we ain't trying to be really for thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe. We spread love all across the globe.
Check it out.
And from the west to the east, to the north, no, that's what
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother, the Love Joint Revisited. Spread love, y'all, all across the globe. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435 in this. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email also. Got a couple questions. First question was email for last week. Apparently, it got stuck in the listeners' draft. They asked blondes lie. How do we lie? And they wanted to talk about the canhead guy. They Googled him. Said he was not hot, but I am sure if he was, ladies would love to be vacuumed down there by him. And they apologize for being crass. Well, first, thank you, emailer, for listening and emailing. Blondes lie? Yes, blondes lie all the time. I think maybe it's like if you were not born a blonde and you bleach your hair blonde, the bleach gets into the brain and it makes you lie. That's my theory and I'm gonna stick to it. But when I talked about the blondes lying, I'm always talking about those blondes, not you, the other blondes who lie about someone attacking them. It's one of those things, and normally it's a blunt. Oh, he attacked me, like the woman who disappeared. Said that we're still waiting. The woman in the Sacramento area who said that she was kidnapped by the Hispanic women. We're still waiting. She came back and she weighed like 40, 50 pounds lighter. Now, most of us would say that was a crackhead deal, but, you know, the authorities, quote unquote, took it seriously. So that is an example of a lie that a blonde may or may not have allegedly told. Sort of like the teen who claimed she was abducted and raped by three black men, who admits that she lied. She said that, yeah, I was in the woods and what had happened was she was in Texas, and three black men in ski masks chased after Brianna Talbot. She confessed to the hoax, and she was charged with making a false report. She had been reported missing on the 8th of this month. And her then fiance Sam Hollingsworth told the police he found her car in the parking lot of their apartment complex, and so went looking for her. And she told witnesses at the church that she had been kidnapped and sexually assaulted in the woods behind the church. Yeah, those kind of lies, and always the black dudes. It's like we are trying to stay away from y'all. It's like sometimes blonde white women can be very scary. It's like I wouldn't. It is funny, and I know dudes who have done this. If a blonde white woman, well, I say blonde because I'd be picking. I'd be lying. A white woman, a lot of times, if you're in the elevator with a white woman, we are terrified. Like, shit, is she going to lie and say I did something? That's the truth. And that conversation has happened many times. And to the Breonna Talbots of the world, although she is not the hater of the week, I still wish much hate upon her. And, of course, cancer in the breast, in the hips, and in the toes, in the fingers, kneecaps, anywhere that you can get cancer and it'd be very painful. I wish it on her and people like her who hate on people, lie because they can't face the whatever the hell it is with whoever they're dealing with. Bring your own damn self down. Speaking of which, our hater of the week is the Army veteran from Baltimore. He traveled all the way up to New York, and his intent, he wanted to kill black men because he said they were dating interracially. So he took a bus from Baltimore to New York so that he could kill black men. That's it. Timothy Cogman, 66, was killed in the attack. Cogman was just a bottle collector who liked to take photos of himself and celebrities. This evil man killed him just because. That's what he did. It's a special kind of hate. You want to kill some strangers. You know what? I don't like you. You're driving to a place to kill someone. That's it. I'm going to kill somebody. Because somebody is, you know, they're interracially dating. I got to do it. And that's the kind of environment that we got set out here. I mean, it's an environment of no sense whatsoever. And we gonna move on from murder to another kind of, I mean, this the supreme American, because I don't like to use that term, white privilege, all that. That's like the new term out there. Well, not out there, out here. I don't like to use that term. I want to say supreme ignorance, and you know, I've been training to like do like throw shots, but unfortunately, me and my friends we haven't had a chance to assault anyone because no one's assaulting us. It's one of those things. Case in point, Diana Carrillo in Huntington Beach. He went to the restaurant and the waiter asked her to show proof of residency. It's like, I mean, like, nah, I can't serve you. You and your party have to show proof of residency. Now, he's been fired, but I mean, and she went on Facebook and did a post, and of course, it got thousands of people, and she posted about the restaurant. in this city, Pacific City complex. Just hey, don't go there unless you want to be discriminated against. And make sure you bring your passport, birth certificate. I mean, the fact that a dude that works there is like, yo, show me your proof of residency to eat here. It's probably one of the most ignorant things that I've heard. Like, I thought all waiters just wanted tips, but apparently I can't take tips from Mexicans unless you can prove that retard city in the building. Retard city. You just mess up. And this is at St. Mark, by the way. So if you're ever in Huntington Beach, avoid St. Mark. Well, I won't say avoid St. Mark because maybe they didn't know that. I mean, because how would you know that somebody does that kind of stuff? Because you can't hold the owners accountable for everything that stupid people say, right? I mean, you kind of did it in a case. You know, we're going through the NCAA tournament right now, and one of the teams that I picked to go to the Final Four, Louisville, they lost early this week, effectively ruining my bracket, but I'm not holding a grudge against them. They actually were under investigation because the NCAA believed that Coach Rick Pitino, who is the coach of the Louisville Cardinals, failed to monitor his team in the wake of the Andre McGee scandal. Andre McGee is one of Rick Pitino's former assistants, and apparently during recruiting, he was paying for and arranging parties that included adult entertainment and sex acts for recruits. Now, some people may be shocked to hear about that, but most people who've known basketball players who've been recruited, and you're close to the ground, that's kind of par for the course. That happens. People being recruited, generally the guys end up getting their dick. I mean, getting recruited is like, how would I put this? It's just like blowjobs waiting to happen. It's like if you have a kid and he's a Division I prospect in any other major sports, when he goes off, if you're mommy and you're not with him at all times, then he's probably engaging in sexual activities with people who would love to have him play for their university. So basically, all of these tours are sex parties that are waiting to happen. Now, to get my mind up, I am of the belief that, you know, one, they say that he failed to monitor the team during the Andre McGee incident. But, I mean, if you don't know, I coach basketball. And to be able to monitor all the kids on your team and know exactly what they're doing at all times and who's doing what with them, it sounds like a job for God. I'm just saying. Sounds like a job for God, not a regular human being that will actually be living life and trying to, do stuff. I mean, obviously, the buck stops at the coach, but to say that everything that's happening. As far as the recruits go, you're going to follow them in every waking turn. You're going to know exactly where they are, when they are, and how they are. Yeah, not going to happen. And as far as them having sex with people, yeah, what grown-ups do is what grown-ups do. Now, it's a big deal. And they actually went and got whatchamacallit. They had multiple parties and they got the sanctions, and they had a postseason ban last season. But they want to go after the head coach. Now, I bring this up because there's a university called North Carolina. Some of you may have heard of it. Now, North Carolina, the NCAA had conducted an investigation, and their investigation found that from fall of 2002 to the end of summer 2011, a time frame that included two UNC men's basketball championships, that the 2005 championship involved athletes who had taken a bunch of fake classes. They had arranged for student athletes to take, and they called them at-risk students. They took classes that were fake, that didn't exist, and that different staff actually took for them, special tests, whatnot. They weren't going to class at all. The last of that investigation was spoken of December of 2016. No new notices. No talking about North Carolina being penalized or any postseason bans, whatnot. I mean, they have proof. 10 years, 10 years, student athletes in particular took fake classes. Meaning they actually were at the university. They took fake classes. Meaning they weren't classes at all. It's not a big deal. But dudes being recruited getting blowjobs is a big deal. Now, I'm not for the corruption of youth. Don't get me wrong. But I will say this. Generally speaking, your kid getting a blowjob or your kid not getting his education, I'm thinking, which one as a parent would you think is a worse infraction? Now, I know for me, I wouldn't want my kid taking fake classes or not being told to take classes, because what happens, your kid doesn't get his degree, whatnot. And we know these scholarships are year-to-year contracts. The blowjob, he probably was going to get that anyway off of GP because, hey, he's an athlete. And be honest, women love athletes. It's the rather popular testosterone, pheromones in the air. It's one of those things. Charisma, all that. It happens. So, and don't get me wrong, it was wrong that they would have sex parties for the kids, but they paid a price for the sex parties for the kids. But North Carolina, for 10 years, they cheated. Kids weren't going to school. They weren't taking classes, whatnot. And for those who weren't drafted by the NBA or not playing in Europe, whatnot, they didn't get their degree, no education is involved. What of them? That, I guess that stuff's not important. But it just goes to show you a hypocrisy. We talk about hate. That you can say it's not akin to the hate where a guy would drive from Baltimore to New York to kill someone. But there's a hate involved when I'm using you as a commodity. I don't care about what happens to you, so long as I can get what I get from you and let that be it. Because that's basically what that is. It's not physical murder. It's like slow mental murder. But my eyes, it's murder nonetheless. I'm one of them weirdos, thinks of stuff like that and thinks that, hey, you know, maybe that shouldn't happen, but whatever. This is time for me to go on break, just because this is Common Confession.
Walked in the court, a knee buckle, staying for a man to survive, he hustle. Seen and been through struggle a whole life, made a transition from being his own to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. A chest, a face with tears at a man's back. He was facing years in her name. So the place with tears, they trying to take everything except the kids. For years, she's been stumbling fights while he's trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive. Seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Jail for order, court reporter, making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. Got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outburst, tears, and smear makeup. They stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pen.
Testify. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, this is the segment where I talk about Groundhog Day. Most of the time, I get real serious here. Groundhog Day is that age old, one of my favorite movies, Bill Murray's Groundhog Day, where the same thing, he just wakes up every day and the same thing happens over and over again. He's like, why am I stuck in this day? Which is kind of what goes on in America and in the world in general, where the same old racism and oppression happens day after day after day. So, it's Groundhog Day. What is our latest in Groundhog Day? Rapists who get away with it. We know how that goes here in America. I mean, apparently just raping folks is just what it is. It's out there. Martin Ponting, formerly Martin Ponting, who is now Jessica Winfield, was relocated to HMP Bronzefield in Ashford, Surrey. He was a convicted, convicted rapist. They were previously held at a top security Whitemore prison in Cambridgeshire, where she was serving a life sentence. She got a gender reassignment, and because Winfield complained of being victimized for being a male transsexual. 10 years ago, she wrote the prisoner's newspaper, Inside Time, to say she was given a hard time because of my sexuality, possibly through lack of understanding and empathy. At the time, I have changed my name to that of a female to prove to the authorities and everyone concerned that I am very serious about my gender and that I do not feel right being a man. Now, yeah, Jessica Winfield did not feel right being a man, but when Jessica Winfield was a man, Martin Ponting, he did not feel right about women. Like, had no problem raping women. Now, I mean, we do remember this, right? Raping women is why Martin, now known as Jessica, is in jail. Now, we're supposed to have empathy. They're talking about people not having understanding and empathy for them, but you rape people. I mean, are we supposed to have empathy for folks in jail? Am I missing something? Jessica Winfield, Jessica Martin, whatever. It doesn't matter whether, I mean, because now Jessica is in a female jail, but Jessica is still a rapist. Jessica liked raping women when he had a penis. Now, yeah, you have gender reassignment surgery, but I mean, you felt like you were a woman, but you when you were a man, you had a woman inside you that wanted to beat and sodomize women? I don't know. Groundhog Day. Just because you want people to feel sorry for you, you can, but raping women, I'm supposed to feel sorry for the rapists? I don't know. I just think it's hilarious that I'm supposed to feel sorry for the rapists and their feelings in jail. I'm thinking that gender reassignment is something that happens when your ass gets out and you're free and you've paid your debt to society, then you can be whatever the hell you want. But when taxpayers, even including the people who were raped by Martin have to pay for it? I mean, because once again, thousandaires, taxpayers pay for these things. You're paying for your racists to have empathy on them. Not the empathy that they showed you when they were violating you. And now they're sad about being violated. It's, I don't know. There's just something wrong there. Groundhog Day. We feel sorry for the rapists, but we don't feel sorry for those who've been violated by these criminals. Heinous acts. And of course, you know, I am going to wish my my cancer. He don't have balls now, but if he has breasts, I wish cancer of the breasts, shoulders, arms, elbows, knees, ankles. I wish all that good cancer on them. I hope it feels and tastes good. In the meantime, speaking of people who deserve cancer and all that good stuff, a neo-Nazi, a prominent neo-Nazi, is condemning the recent fatal stabbing of a black man in New York, mainly because he fears it will compromise the public's perception of white supremacy and increase discrimination against him. Andrew Anglin is the founder of the Daily Stormer, a website that is dedicated to neo-Nazism and white nationalism. He's like, you know what? Here's what's happening. He's thinking that the stabbing is going to paint white supremacists in a bad light and lead to discrimination against them. And he says, and I quote, though we should acknowledge the tragedy of what Jackson did, the most important thing for us to remember is that he does not represent white supremacy. White supremacy is a religion of peace. An overwhelming majority of white supremacists are peaceful members of society who do not agree with random stabbing of black people with swords. Ooh. And he also goes on to say the attack has nothing at all to do with the religion of white supremacy. And white supremacists are under no obligation to apologize for this attack. Now, let's look. He says, white supremacy is a religion. A religion, and it's a religion of peace. I have to compose myself. Just not busting. White supremacy is a religion of peace. And white supremacists aren't against people of color. They're peaceful, law-abiding citizens who they just love white people. That's it. They have no hate for no one else. They don't want to be made to look bad, to be discriminated. You know, when you're living in a time when the people who oppress people are talking about being discriminated against, I don't even want to live on Earth. And maybe it's not even about not living on Earth. Maybe we can get something going where people like that can just, like, you know how they're talking about cultivating Mars and colonizing it. Why don't the the white supremacists go to Mars. Y'all just take over that planet. It's like fresh and new. It's all you and your religion of love for one another. Y'all can just love one another and stay pure up in on Mars. I'm just saying. I think it's a peaceful solution. We can just like try to clean up all the poisonous water and all the other stuff that y'all have left here. We'll clean up the mess. Y'all just go to Mars. Mars is waiting for you. Ain't what Elon Musk is talking about going. He just take all the these peaceful white supremacist religious groups. Y'all just go. Klan. All of y'all just roll out. We will not follow you. Well, it'll be like 3 or 4 black folks that follow you. But hey, y'all on another planet, we don't care what y'all do to them. I mean, most people like myself, we will stay here and we will just deal with the aftermath. You know, all the white supremacists are gone. Just trying not to cry when y'all leave. Like, oh my, what am I going to do without those peace-loving white supremacists? They're gone. Oh, what am I going to do? Ooh, man. And the crazy thing is, we got another guy, Ethan Couch, who used an influenza defense in the fatal 2013 fatal drunk driving wreck. He's trying to get his release. 19-year-old, he argues that a judge had no authority to sentence him to nearly 2 years in jail after his court was moved from juvenile to adult court. He argued that the judge only had jurisdiction over criminal cases and that his matters are civil. He was given 10 years probation after killing 4 people in a 2013 wreck. He then violated his parole. His defense expert invoked the term affluenza. What is affluenza? He's saying that under affluenza, I was coddled too much, and thus I didn't know how to conduct myself correctly. So he's coddled into a sense of irresponsibility, because that's affluenza. Think about that for a second. He killed 4 people, got 10 years probation, which he, of course, violated as soon as he could, and says, affluenza, I was coddled into a sense of irresponsibility. Now, some people call it white privilege. I just say it's just the way things have been since the dawn of time. When you can kill people and get probation, and you can claim I was coddled into a sense of irresponsibility, quote unquote, affluenza, and that's where we roll. I mean, he can ask for that and nobody's laughing. We on the wrong planet. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. I want to thank you all for listening, and I will holler at y'all later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.